morning, Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, January 2nd at KZSD in Santa Rosa. It is now 7:01. I'm Brent Allen. Areas of dense fog soon to be replaced by rain. We are sitting at 44 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZSD newsroom. We learned that last week, two more commercial egg farms in Sonoma County and one in Marin were hit with the avian flu. More than 91,000 birds in Sonoma County and over 151,000 in Marin were euthanized, bringing Sonoma County's total to over 1.1 million euthanized birds since Thanksgiving. This morning, California is one of the first states to provide free health care to all low-income immigrants living in the state illegally. More than 700,000 immigrants as of Monday now have access to health care through the state's Medicaid program, known as Medi-Cal. It's one of the biggest coverage expansions in California in decades. Critics wonder what this will do to our state's budget that already has a $68 billion deficit. The Sonoma County Registrar of Voters will change its regular office hours beginning tomorrow, January 3rd. According to the office, they'll be closed on Wednesdays at 4 p.m. and will be open to the public on Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. The change now aligns with the schedule of the County Clerk, Recorder, and Assessor Division. A series of powerful earthquakes has hit western Japan, leaving at least 48 people dead and damaging thousands of buildings, vehicles, and boats. Aftershocks continue to shake Ishikawa Prefecture and nearby areas a day after a magnitude 7.6 tremor slammed the area Monday afternoon. Heavy fighting is reported in the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis after Israel said that it is withdrawing thousands of troops from other areas. The withdrawal signals a potential shift away from a massive air and ground operation. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to press ahead with the military operation until Hamas is crushed and the more than 100 hostages still held are freed. A giant version of Shakira now stands in her hometown of Barranquilla, Colombia. A 20-foot-high bronze statue of Shakira in a belly dancing outfit was unveiled last week in a small ceremony attended by her parents. It's actually the second statue of Shakira in her hometown. The first was unveiled in 2006 outside a soccer stadium that shows her in jeans and boots playing an acoustic guitar. 7:04 KZST, time for a check of Sonoma County traffic. And for that, we'll say good morning for the very first time in 2024 to CHP officer David DeReddy. Good morning, David.
That's right. Happy New Year. We're looking good out there. We got one call on Petaluma Hill Road and Winter Haven Avenue. Got reports of a dog running around in the lanes. Otherwise, no crashes, no slowdowns. Doing very well so far. Let's keep it up and drive safe. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer David DeReddy on KZST.
Feeling stressed? Got sore muscles? I've got just the solution for you. Hi, I'm Dan, and I'm the store manager at Johnson Pool & Spa, Sonoma County's backyard oasis experts since 1988. You haven't experienced stress relief until you've sunken into the perfect hot tub, and who better to offer you that experience than the brand who started it all back in 1956, Jacuzzi. On top of inventing a whole new industry, Jacuzzi's innovative smart tub system allows you to control your spa from anywhere with just your phone. Experience fitness recovery, lower blood pressure, better sleep, and more. Take a wet test, get a spa discount, and relax. Get a quote for Jacuzzi hot tubs, swim spas, patio furniture, fire pits, and custom pool design. We want to help you enhance your life with relaxation and fun. If you have any questions about your existing equipment, we also service and repair hot tubs and pools. Visit our Windsor and Larkfield showrooms today. Johnson Pool and Spa, your source for relaxation and fun. We can't wait to meet you.
The Charles M. Scholes Sonoma County Airport offers a convenient, hassle-free travel experience. With quick and easy check-in, on-site parking, and direct flights to 11 destinations, your vacation starts sooner. Skip the Bay Area traffic. Fly STS. Book your next trip at flysts.com.
From the community calendar, Windsor Wheels provides rides for homebound local seniors. Volunteers drive seniors to medical, social, and recreational appointments. For more information, go to kzst.com. In sports today, Orlando takes on the Warriors, and the Niners locked up the number one seed with their win Sunday. But it appears that running back Christian McCaffrey may sit out the season finale against the Rams with a right calf strain. Your forecast. We've got a dense fog advisory until 11 a.m. A little thick in some spots, but the fog is kind of patchy in nature. Otherwise, rain moving in later on this afternoon. Could come down heavy at times in the afternoon. Upper 50s for highs. Tonight, rain, a chance of an isolated thundershower. Overnight lows in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, just a slight chance of a morning shower. Then we do get afternoon clearing. Highs in the upper 50s. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. Snoop Dogg will be a special correspondent for NBC's coverage of the Olympics this summer in Paris. Snoop's duties include attending competitions, exploring landmarks, and visiting with athletes and their families. Now, Snoop does have some experience with this job. He was a commentator for the dressage competition at the Tokyo Olympics in 2021 for NBC's streaming service, Peacock. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Talon.
KZST made a wrong turn once or twice. Dug my way out, blood and fire. Bad decisions, that's all right. Welcome to my silly life. Mistreated, this place misunderstood. Miss, no, it's all good. It didn't slow me down. Mistaken, always second guessing. Underestimated, look, I'm still around. Pretty, pretty, please, don't you ever, ever feel like you're less than, less than. You're so mean, so mean when you talk, when you talk about yourself. You were wrong. Change the voices.
So cool in line, and we try, 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 but we try too hard, and it's a waste of my time. Done looking for the critics, cause they're everywhere. They don't like my jeans, they don't get my hair. Exchange ourselves, and we do it all the time. Why do we do that? Why do I do that? Why do I do that? Yeah!
is 7:11, 11 minutes after 7 o'clock, 44 degrees, foggy conditions this morning, rain today, and up now.
From the KZST Morning Show, it's time now for Debbie's Daily Dish.
All righty, Hollywood news, that's what we're doing here, top entertainment news of the morning. We'll start off with this. Hollywood closed out an up and down 2023 with Wonka regaining number one at the box office, a strong showing for The Color Purple, and an overall $9 billion in ticket sales. This year, the New Year's weekend box office lacked a true blockbuster. This time last year, Avatar, The Way of Water, was inundating theaters. Speaking of movies, the top five of the year, according to USA Today, were number five, Barbie, number four, Rye Lane, number three, Poor Things with Emma Stone, number two, Killers of the Flower Moon, and the top film of the year, number one, the romantic fantasy, All of Us Strangers. And finally, welcome to 2024, where the king of rock and roll has been dethroned by the mastermind queen, Taylor Swift. Swift takes the record for the solo artist with the most weeks spent on top of the Billboard chart. While maintaining a strong hold at number one, she just surpassed Elvis Presley's 67-week record on New Year's Eve. Go, girl. That's your Daily Dish on KZST.
You were in college working part-time, waiting tables. Left a small town, never looked back. I was a flight risk with the fear of falling, wondering why we bother with love if it never lasts. I say, can you believe it? As we're lying on the couch, the moment I could see it, yes, yes, I can see it now. Do you remember we were sitting there by the water? You put your arm around me for the first time. You made a rebel of a careless man's careful daughter. You are taking on the world together. And there's a drawer of my things at your place. You learn my secrets and you figure out why I'm guarded. You say we'll never make my parents' mistakes.
You need it.
Sonoma County's KZST. It is time to check traffic on this Tuesday morning with CHP Officer David Doretti in our Roner Park studio. Good morning. How do those roadways look?
Good morning, Debbie. Happy New Year. We're looking great out there. No incidents, no crashes, and no slowdowns. Nothing to report on. We're looking great. Let's keep it up and drive safe. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer David Doretti on KZST.
For tuning in to Sonoma County's KZST. It is 720, 44 degrees. Good morning.
Hey, Ken, can I borrow your plumber's wrench?
Sure thing, Alan.
Wow, your garage is amazing. So organized. Are you for real, Ken?
Oh, shucks, Alan. It was all Julie's doing. She brought in closet crafters, and now I have a dream garage.
I gotta tell Lisa about this. The storage, the floor. Oh, it's beautiful.
You too can live the dream. Visit the Closet Crafters Showroom in Santa Rosa. Online at closetcrafters.com.
Does managing your health care feel like a full-time job? Bounced around from one doctor to the next? Did they get your lab results? Were you supposed to bring those? All the forms, the bills, the NADA bills, the...
Press 4 to repeat these options.
Does healthcare have to be this way? At Kaiser Permanente, all of us work together to make healthcare easier. And with integrated care and coverage, all you have to do is focus on your health. Learn more at kp.org. Kaiser Permanente, for all that is you.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity? Look no further than Twin Pine Casino and Hotel. We are looking for energetic and passionate individuals to join our team. As one of the top-rated casinos in the area, we offer competitive salaries, benefits, opportunities for growth, and career advancement. Whether you're interested in hospitality, gaming, or food service, we have positions available for you. Don't miss out on the chance to be a part of our growing team. Visit twinpine.com/careers for available positions. Apply today.
Just yesterday, you were a part of me. I used to stand so tall, I used to be so strong. You're
Everything it felt so right. Unbreakable, like nothing could go wrong. Now I can't breathe. No, I can't sleep. I'm barely hanging on. Here I am, once again. I'm torn into pieces. Can't deny it, can't pretend. Just thought you were the one. Broken up, deep inside. But you won't get to see the tears I cry. Behind these hazel eyes. I told you everything. Opened up and let you in. You made me feel alright for once in my life. Now all that's left of me is what I pretend to be. So together but so broken up inside. Cause I can't breathe. No, I can't sleep.
It is 7:24, 44 degrees in Santa Rosa. Foggy conditions this morning, going to be rainy today. Up next.
Here's another Doing Good in Our Community shout out from Debbie and Brent in the Morning on KZST.
Already goes to Petaluma film producer Ali Afshar, whose latest creation is still among the most watched movies worldwide on Netflix. More than 2 weeks after its release, Holiday in the Vineyards sits in the top 10 and has been seen nearly 6 million times. I actually just watched the feel-good film over the weekend. And by the way, the local producer has shot a handful of movies in Sonoma County, including A California Christmas, Holiday Harmony, and The Ride, which has scenes filmed at St. Vincent de Paul High School and the Petaluma Skate Park. So congrats to Ali on his latest success from KZST.
As long as you love me. You have said and done.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, January 2nd at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 728. I'm Brent Allen. We've got cloudy skies, a little bit of fog, and rain not too far away. It's moving in a little later this morning. Currently sitting at 44 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. It's a new year, but the same old story from PG&E. Your rates went up starting Monday. Most households' gas and electric bills will increase about 13%, or $34.50. Most of the costs related to the increase come from efforts to reduce the risk of events such as gas leaks and wildfires. This includes undergrounding 1,230 miles of power lines in wildfire-prone areas and installing new technology to detect gas leaks. Perhaps you were caught in the chaos on the northbound Highway 101 to eastbound Highway 12 connector ramp yesterday afternoon when a small white terrier dog snarled traffic. The pooch was seen darting in and out of traffic with drivers pulling over and the CHP trying to capture it. Well, they were unable to nab him, but did herd the dog off the roadway where he continued his escape into a neighborhood. A plane has caught fire on the runway of Tokyo's Haneda Airport after colliding with a Japanese Coast Guard aircraft. Local TV showed a large burst of fire erupt from the side of a Japan Airlines plane as it taxied down a runway.